It was Halloween 1991, and a former hurricane had morphed into a monster after merging with another system along a cold front from the west. It had become the perfect storm. And we're talking about the book and movie story with the same name today as Halloween approaches. We're watching Hurricane Sandy move north. We know what it might become.
David Biello is energy and environment editor for Scientific American, and he's here to talk about the similar stories of our Frankenstorm and the perfect one. Hello, David.
How you doing?
I'm good and fascinated by this storm and the Halloween storm of 1991. Obviously, there are differences, but let's talk about some of the similarities.
Well, as you mentioned, kind of in the lead-in there, there's a hurricane kind of combining with a cold front, and then swirling around and wreaking real havoc, particularly in New England. In the case of the perfect storm, it's a little bit unclear whether Frankenstorm is going to cause havoc in the Mid-Atlantic region or in New England, but it's going to cause havoc somewhere.
Okay, and this is going to bring heavy rain, high wind, high tide, and we're even looking at the possibility of snow, right?
Yes, snow in particular to points west. So as it stands right now, it looks like the remnants of Hurricane Sandy that are going to merge with this storm coming out of the west and this mass of cold air from the north, it's going to land somewhere in Delaware. That's the current prediction, although obviously that's with a lot of uncertainty, or I guess that's the center of that beautiful cone of uncertainty. If that's the case, then we could see up to 2 feet of snow in places like West Virginia and kind of up and down the Appalachian Mountains there.
Let's talk about the landfall just for a moment, because
sure.
As you know, the Delmarva coast is normally battered by nor'easters. They do unbelievable damage. It is rare for a hurricane or tropical system to actually come ashore like that.
Yes, it absolutely is. This is, as folks from the federal government who are tracking these things, who I'm talking to, are just kind of astonished by the confluence of conditions. We actually, if it does come ashore further north, it may be the lowest pressure storm to have ever hit, and that's pretty significant given that, you know, hurricanes have come ashore there in the past, like the one in 1938 that killed literally hundreds of people.
And David, if this track holds, it'll affect one of the most populated areas of the country. What can we expect to see?
Well, we're going to see a lot of rain. that's for sure. On both sides of the storm track, and we're going to see some pretty heavy winds. The difference between this kind of Frankenstorm and what you typically think of as a hurricane or a tropical cyclone is that the winds are much more dispersed. So that actually means they're spread over a larger area and doing more damage over a larger area. As you know, when you look at a hurricane from space, you can see that distinct eye wall. That's because the strong winds are right there in the center, or not right there in the center, but are kind of around the center there, and they tend to stick there, so it can be kind of patchy where the high winds are when a hurricane comes ashore. When you have this kind of morphed storm, the high winds are really literally everywhere throughout the storm, so they're going to be a problem kind of everywhere along the storm track. And then finally, there's the kind of possibility of flooding and storm surges. That's going to be exacerbated by the full moon that we're expecting on Sunday, or that will happen on Sunday. So it's shaping up to be a big problem.
Right. Batten down the hatches, prepare, and take it seriously.
That's right.
All right. David, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.